Can fact check him in real time. Last time at the first debate, we had millions of people fact checking, so I expect we'll have millions more fact checking because, you know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'll be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
We want to remind the audience to please not talk out loud. Please do not applaud. You're just wasting time.
None of these are based on scientific evidence.
Your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan.
I don't think Philadelphia is on bread in billionaires, but Pennsylvania is in red state.
Okay. All right, man. Yeah. All right. What about? Well, you like Trump, though, right? You voted for Trump.
Love him. He's a badass. Voted for him in 2016. this time, I didn't want to wait for the voting line.
That's okay. You would have just
anyway. No, because again, we're a blue speck, and that's just how it's gonna be. My vote matters very little to the Pennsylvania whatever ballots.
Well, also, like, you're just voting for more Operation Warp Speed and fucking, like, more vaccines, more lockdowns. Like, he's the guy. He did it, you know? Sorry. Q, sorry, Q.
Yeah, but, oh, I think we have a trans person in our like government, in the PA government. I'm not sure who, but I think we got a granny up in there.
are they in charge of the health of the nation? I'm sorry, I gotta unplug this thing. This is so unprofessional. Oh my god, I can't believe myself. Sorry, man. I left my little heater running over there, and it was making noise.
Fine. I'm not mad anymore.
Good. I don't mind having transgenders in power. I just get concerned when they're like in charge of health.
It is, you know, the health director.
Oh, it is every time though, isn't it? And it's like the most obvious one.
Let's see how ugly she is.
Is that like, is that offensive? Because it's just
Oh no. Mitch, I'm sending you a picture.
All right,
this
all right.
This is the
let's
health director
it.
Of Pennsylvania. People listening, Google along and look up a picture of PA transgender health. What is her name? Biden picks the first transgender person for Senate. This is a disgusting looking person.
Oh, this is the one. Yeah. I know all about this one. This is the one. Yeah. Rand Paul was going after her in the Senate and was like, "Do you think that children can cut off their genitals?" And this person was just like, "I Why believe not? In fairness for everybody. Everybody should be able to cut their dicks off." Like, big mess.
Everybody should be able to cut their child's dick off without their permission.
Did you know we have a father in jail in Vancouver for misgendering his 14-year-old daughter?
Yes. Which it's is a mess. Hilarious.
It's a, yeah. That's where you guys are heading there next, man. You just got your Trudeau.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like people, like, kids, younger kids are going to get wise to this sort of shit because, you know, everybody's already so, like, suspicious of the powers that be, and the younger generation is suspicious of their own suspicion, even, and then the powers that be as well. So I think they're going to start getting wise to this. I think there may be a happy ending, honestly.
Well, yeah, it's funny because nobody wants to be an asshole. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be, an unaccepting asshole. But then you, I don't know, like, you don't have to be, like, the bigoted transphobe to be like, I don't think that this is the pinnacle of health. You've got like a morbidly obese transgender person in charge. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that. Like, they can do whatever they want. I just don't know if they should be in charge of my health or my family's health. Is that bad? Like, am I going to get canceled for saying that or what?
They look terrible. They look healthy. Yeah, they've got this potato sack body and chin. Oh, the chin is disgusting. I don't know what you're eating to get a chin like that, but I know that it's not good.
It's estrogen. I think it's like soy and estrogen. I'm just realizing that I better let the people know, because a lot of my fans don't listen to the Jack show. Corona. I better just give a quick rundown, which is that So if anybody doesn't know, I'm a co-host with my friend Karen1776 here on the Jack Clausen show. Karen is probably, you know, at first she was just a diversity hire for the show, but you've ended up becoming like a staple. You know what I mean? Like, you're on there more, like way more than I am. And you've made the show, like, with your bumpers and you also have your own show, the Hot Wife Music. It's been killing it.
I'm a girl boss.
Absolutely. How did it happen? How did Jack find you? Because he sent me a picture of you, I remember, before you were ever on the show, and you had some like like really racist t-shirt on.
Oh yeah, I have some vintage Ku Klux Klan t-shirts that I can show off. Maybe I'll wear them on the live show today. They're pretty wild.
Not my show.
Yeah. I didn't think of that in time.
But what happened? How did Jack find you, or did you find Jack? Like, what happened?
We have a mutual friend who you met, Emmy, the psychic.
Oh, yeah. That's Jack's friend, too.
Mitch came on my show and met my friend, who is a psychic, who found some things out, some not so favorable things out about Mitch. You have to look through the show to find that. But that was our mutual friend. And we started talking on Facebook. I think I friended him. And then at one point he sent me, have you ever heard the SpongeBob SquarePants bumper?
Oh, yeah. That he played? That one, Reddit hates that one.
Oh, man. I thought that was the funniest thing that I had ever heard. I was like, this guy's a genius.
Yeah.
And then so we became friends and we were talking a lot. And he would talk about the show. And I was like, I want to come on eventually. I got the courage finally. But that's true. I didn't want to, you know, whatever. I got on the show and then eventually I started doing sound effects. He made me a co-host. I'm basically the secretary of the show now. he can't do it without me. So,
yeah. Well, it's been pretty wild watching you kind of like work your way into it. It seems like a perfect fit. Like, do you have a freaking job? Like, what do you do with your?
I'm unemployed. I am a college student. I go to school for psychology.
Really?
That's yeah.
What?
Chick major.
I'm shocked.
Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah, full time.
That's amazing. I thought you just ran like scams on the internet or something. Like,
nope. Not anymore.
That's insane. Why don't you go for something useful, like a gender studies degree or something?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Let's make your show interesting. I have thought about using my degree to be a gender therapist for trans people.
Really?
Because of the issue of people getting these transitioning so young and how fucked up that is. I've thought about using my degree for that, which is hilarious, but
it is.
I mean, that no one else has that sort of approach, which is bad because people are castrating themselves and they'll probably end up committing suicide. It's terrible. So I may have to take some gender studies courses, which I've sort of been coming to terms with. Yeah. which will be hilarious. That'll be the funniest thing. I don't know how I'll get there.
Yeah, I've wondered because, like, you and Jack, I mean, you guys are harder, like, as far as jokes, right? Because it is shock jock radio. We're just trying to, like, hurt people's feelings and make fun of everything. But you and Jack go real hard at transgender people, like, big time, man. And but you have mentioned, I hope you don't mind me saying this on my show, like, you've taught, you used to date a trans person, right?
Yeah.
And I've heard you say some of those god-awful, horrible, mean things.
I hate that person. I don't want to call him a dick. I hate that person. I'll talk shit about them on any show or anything.
All right.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Well, I guess it's less about the specifics of that person. It's more just like, what are your actual views on transgenders? Because I want to, like, break away from the shock jock and figure out, like, what you actually think without getting my YouTube channel pulled.
Oh, that might be hard, Mitch Murphy, because this is going to be, if anybody finds this, I'm just kidding. I don't like them. I don't like trans people. I don't think it's real.
Okay.
I think you should be allowed to do it if you're an adult. I don't think that you can be a man trapped in a woman's body. God, I hope my roommates don't hear me. I think there are things that would cause a person to feel that way. And if they're an adult, they can do that.
Sure.
But if you're a child, and if you're an adult, and that's not the right choice, you shouldn't have someone who is just telling you that's what you have to do. This is who you are. And right. I think that, yeah, if I were to do that, I would encourage people to do it who I thought it would make them happier. But I wouldn't consider a trans woman to be a woman. It's a completely different thing. A trans woman is a man who has transitioned to look like a woman. It's just different.
Okay,
objectively.
But what if somebody's, like, relatively polite and they ask you, like, they obviously look like a man, but they say, "I want you to, I'm a she, her." Like, do you use their pronouns or are you rude?
I mean, to be nice to people, I'll do it. I don't want to push people's buttons and argue. That's just not worth my time. But it is offensive to me, especially when it's a man who does nothing to look like a woman, seems to be a woman. And as a woman, I find that very offensive.
Okay. All right.
What if I was just like, "I'm black"? I say that all the time. But, you know, I know it's not true.
Sure.
It is.
But what about, like, that that transgender fella that we had on Jack's show? He came on my show too. Who, you know, that dude's, like, totally based, you know, great. Like, from his account, he had to do it. You know what I mean? Like, do you have anything against that guy?
Nothing against anyone who isn't, you know,
a pain in the ass.
Who's not giving everybody shit and trying to push their beliefs on everybody else. People who are just like, "I'm happier the way I am," and who aren't uber sensitive and, like, insane. Yeah, that's fine. But I mean, he may detransition later. People who are who I've been completely convinced of, and that's what's because I've been exposed and I've been around trans people since I was 14 years old. I was immersed in the queer culture, queer community in my city at a very, very young age. And this is how I feel now. And I felt this way for a long time, even before I had a breakup with a trans person. Thank you very much. What was I talking about?
You were immersed in the, I don't know what this means, but you said you were immersed in the queer community in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I hung out with a lot of older trannies and in a cool punk warehouse.
What?
And Yeah.
How did that, what led you into that? I was trying to make
a point though, Mitch. What was I talking about before? Please.
Okay. You were saying that if people are, about detransitioning, you were saying something about how,
So I've been around people who are completely convincing and they've detransitioned. So maybe he's happy now. That's fine. And he may choose to detransition later. And he's an adult and he's got to deal with that. If he decides to, and he may never do it, and he may, it's completely unpredictable.
Right.
People should be able to do that more now. But it is, I mean, then you really are a woman trapped in a man's body. Literally. If you transition and it's not who you want to be.
Right. I never thought of it that way. That's a dark thought.
Well, I'm a dark ass ninja.
Well, okay, because it's interesting because like some of the stuff you're saying would be considered bigoted by a lot of people, right? But it's Corona. It's interesting hearing it from your perspective because you kind of went in, you got to know this scene and like you know these groups and stuff like that, and came out with this perspective, you know. The hoodie isn't edible. Someone's making fun of me for chewing on my string. Yeah,
you're always doing weird stuff, Mitch. I've caught him playing with his spit on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not true.
Yeah. It is true.
It is true. Okay. Well, sometimes we're on the radio at like 1 a.m. after I get off work. I'm not all there. All right. Take it easy. But to me, it's like, I find it hard to tell you that you're wrong. You know what I mean? I find it hard to tell you like, oh, you shouldn't feel like that, blah, 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 because it just is your opinion. But you came out of it with a genuine thought criminal beliefs, you know? So it's a very...
I'm a young Ann Coulter over here.
No, you're a lot edgier than Ann Coulter. But what, like, do you experience pushback? Because I, like, you're very abrasive, Karen. I don't know if you've noticed that about yourself. Like, are you, like, in your day-to-day life, are you similar to how you are, like, when we talk or when you're on the show, or are you a lot more reserved?
I definitely am more reserved because there are definitely a lot more consequences for being aggressive. I can just sort of, that's why I love doing the show so much, because I can just
let loose. That.
Yeah. I do a lot of, as my people say, kvetching.
What's that?
Bitching, complaining.
Oh, all right.
Talking shit. And I do get really pissed off and angry. Yeah. But not as directly, so yeah, I have to contain myself a lot of the time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In a perfect world.
I hope you come visit Canada one day, because I'd like to meet you, because you're very interesting. I don't know if everybody in Philadelphia is like you, or if you're one of a kind. It's hard to like get a read.
Oh, I'm one of a kind. No, it doesn't matter where I'm from. People here are best people in the world, but that regardless.
All right. Because, like, being in a blue spec, like, I don't know, the way you talk, the way you think, is it, do you generally get accepted, or do people hate you?
Well, Philly is a blue spec, but Port Richmond and South Philly are red specs. So, there are people, like-minded people here in Philly. Not that I'm, some sort of, like, you know, I don't go to freedom rallies all the time and stuff like that, but I do identify more with right-leaning people, obviously. And and MAGAs are dope. Dude. Yeah, shout out to JR's place.
All right.
We're Proud Boys. Proud Boys go.
All right.
It is a great bar.
All right. I believe you. Because it is, it's interesting down there because the culture war is so tied to those parties. Like to say red or blue means a lot more than it does to say liberal or conservative up here. You know what I mean? Like our conservatives are, pussies. They're huge pussies. They're just as big of pussies as the liberals. So there's not really any real cultural difference. But down there, they've done a good job where, like, if you believe in, you know, the First and Second Amendment, then you're red, right? You're like, oh, I'm Republican. But it's like tied to your personality.
Yeah, I mean, all of it's like that. And that's a big problem.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are going to do, man. Honestly, like watching everybody scream at each other over Mr. Potato Head while Joe Biden bombs Syria. I'm just like, man, you guys are fucked down there. Like, for real. You guys have no hope.
My mom is like, you know, she's COVID crazy. She's like super liberal. You know, it doesn't make you a bad person. She's a wonderful person. I love her. Mm-hmm. But she was even talking shit on the WAP performance. We were talking about WAP. And I even told her, did you watch the Tucker episode where he was talking about that? You know what I'm talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I didn't see Tucker.
Performance at the Grammys.
Yeah, yeah.
He went, no more Dumbo. It's too filthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even my mother's like that was like, oh my god, like this is disgusting. Like this, oh no, it's female empowerment, Mitch. People like me should look up to Cardi B.
Well, but nobody's Italian. My problem with it is that nobody's saying that. You know what I mean? That's like what's implied by these, like, you know, grabblers that are in charge of all these industries and stuff, but nobody's actually saying that. It's like they put it out there with this like unspoken assumption, and then the right wing like craps their pants, and then like some people on the left wing are like, oh, what are you guys freaking out about, blah, blah, blah. And it's just this, I think it's all just a distraction to like, so that nobody figures out the central bank, nobody figures out the military industrial complex. I think they just do all this shit on purpose, like Pelosi ripping up Trump's speech. I think it's all theater just to keep everyone distracted.
I think everyone's just an idiot and they're confident. And they maybe want to try to do this stuff, but they fuck it up always and something else happens. And it's just a mess. That's what I think.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably right, man. You probably are. Yeah, yeah. You're probably right.
These people are idiots and they're killing people. And right. It sucks. And America has become a fucking joke, which is the worst. Yeah. Because I love America and I'm a patriot and America rocks and America's number one. Suck at Canada.
Ooh.
But it's a joke. You know, this. It's pathetic. What are we going to do? Nothing.
Yeah.
Watch it burn,
I don't know,
baby.
Well, speaking of watch it burn, what happened with BLM? Because you told me like a little bit of what you did during those riots. This is actually the main reason I wanted to get you on the show, because I'm dying to hear about what you did and what happened.
Got racks of cigarettes. I looted so many campuses.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Bitch. I was.
Did
just
you really?
My Uber and it was the window no. was.
You're yes. playing. No,
I was wasted
didn't.
Drunk because I was walking around drinking beer.
Karen, really?
Day. Yeah.
Oh my god! I hear.
It was
I
hilarious.
Hear, I
they broke
were...
my bike. The protesters broke my bike.
Oh,
because they're
better loot target. Hey, get back to the protesters. I can't believe you.
It was fun.
I thought you were like this patriot standing outside of Target with your like AR-15 with a don't tread on me flag blowing in the wind.
The next day I defended the Target. But listen, I went there to have a good time. And you know what looting did? It fucking made people think that the movement was a joke. And it was. And why not?
So
why
you
not?
Went in, you were like an agent.
It's a part
provocateur,
of history. I'm in a no, not at all. I was just going with the flow, man. That's
man.
Just what was happening. I wasn't cracking windows or doing anything. You know what? It was like I live in a city, and when Philly has a reputation, you see, mm-hmm. as like a wild place. Crazy place, and it is true. When the riots started happening, everybody was like, oh man, it's gonna be crazy here, and it was. And so I knew it was gonna be that way. There was no way I was going to miss out on experiencing that.
I'm so disappointed in you, Karen. You know that? Why? I'm disappointed in you.
You know what? It was awesome. There was the Nike store that people had looted. All these people were going in the Nike store just looting. And I just went in. Because there was no, you couldn't find any shoes. It was just flat. It was flat in boxes, like everywhere.
Whoa.
Just rushing around. I mean, it was a trip, man. It was a trip.
Must have been.
It was awesome to go in the stores while they were all destroyed and like watch. There's people burning cop cars and everyone's getting into fights. And yeah, there's people standing on top of burning cop cars.
It was nuts. So how does it start? Is it like one guy that just walks out of an MK Ultra session, throws a rock through a window, and then everyone else goes? Or what happens?
I don't know. They just started marching, and they marched up to the police, and they were arguing with the police. And then, you know, that's how it starts. They walk up to the big, like, riot police.
Mm-hmm. What if the police weren't there? Would they just start smashing?
I don't know. Probably. These people are animals.
Oh, and like, okay, I've got a lot of questions. I'm fascinated because that's not what I thought. I didn't know you did any looting. I hope that's insane. Yeah. Okay.
I was just walking around drinking and going into these places, just being like, whoa, and just watching people. I was taking videos. It was insane. There's no way I was going to miss out on that. And then it went on for days. After that, I was fucking hiding out in South Philly. Thank God. Thank God. God bless the Italians. God bless the Irish of South Philly. Defend South Philadelphia, baby.
All right. So is there like a spot? Is it like you knew where to go, or is it the whole city on fire? Like what's the process with all that?
They were just marching to City Hall from the art museum.
Oh, and that was just like known?
Everybody marches for everything, yeah.
Okay, all right. Were you there for the peaceful part too?
Me and my friend John, friend of the show.
I know, yeah, John, yeah. DUI John.
We're always hanging out. We walked with the people walking. We were like, whoa. And people were selling George Floyd t-shirts. I really wanted to get one. And I really regret not getting the bootleg George Floyd t-shirts. Whoa.
Okay.
I mean, it's all just having a part of history, man. It was insane. I went up. I saw them arguing with the police. My bike got destroyed. I went to the bike shop. I got a margarita because they were doing the takeout margaritas.
Okay.
I was drinking a margarita. We got some beers. We went back to protest. And there were cop cars on fire.
Whoa. And so you just stuck around, kept drinking? Is it all trust fund white kids or is there black people?
A lot. It was both. And the funniest thing is like the black people like they hated all the other people there. And they would like push them down to like get stuff.
Nice. Because my impression, and this is just like a Canadian on the internet, is that
too.
Well, okay, because my impression is like the black people are peacefully protesting and they think the cops are racist and they want to stop it. And then it's the white kids doing all the looting. Is that what's going on?
Yeah,
what's
it's happening? The white kids who are starting shit. And that's what I saw. That's not true. That's not true.
It's a bit of everybody?
It's a bit of everybody. It was a mix. I'll say it was a mix.
Interesting. Because I guess what I'm really hoping to figure out too is like what starts it. Because that's my biggest fear, like with the numbers that we're starting to get up in Canada. Like, I wonder what starts it because I want to do everything I can to make sure. Because we're making history up here and no cop cars are on fire. You know what I mean? And nobody's like stealing Nikes. And I want to keep it that way. I don't want to end up like you guys. Like, because I'm curious if it is just like, If it does it take just one guy to smash a window, or do you think everybody there was just planning on it anyway?
Yeah, I think it was just like the first protest got out of hand, and then every city was just prepared for a riot after the first
right. Did you feel safe?
No, I was terrified. I was hiding out. Oh no, the first day I was like, okay, I can handle myself. But then at nighttime I got scared for sure. And I almost, but for the other few days, I lived in a really, 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 really bad neighborhood in Philadelphia. And around my neighborhood, people were blowing up ATMs.
Whoa.
And one guy killed himself by blowing up an ATM 2 blocks away from my house.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Are they using Tannerite or what are they, how do they blow them up?
Dynamite.
Damn. Philly's badass, man.
Yeah, baby. But yeah, I was insane. I was hiding out of my friend's house in South Philly for days, just staying there, like terrified. We're all watching Sky Fox and listening to the police scanners and just like, like being really paranoid and insane.
Yeah. Well, especially like with all the guns too, right? I mean, that's a whole nother level when. Yeah. You know, more than half the population strapped and the city's on fire. That must be scary, especially for a woman. You know what I mean? God, yeah. What a nightmare.
Yeah.
But you just went in and just started grabbing cartons of smokes and stuff like that? Or
I was just waiting for an Uber because I had to get home and my phone was like almost dead. And I was holy like, shit. Oh, there are people going in the Walgreens behind me. Like all the glass was smashed and they're just going mm-hmm. in and out. I was like, oh, like, I need to get a pack of cigarettes. And I got, like, all of them that I could find in there and put them in my backpack.
Damn.
And then, a lot. I didn't have to buy smokes for, like, months. I was probably 100 packs.
That's insane. It's so you're called the Uber. You're like, yeah, can you come to the riot by the Walgreens?
Yeah, I mean, they were driving around.
Wow.
You know, they had, yeah, it was, and it was everywhere for days, and they were burning down people's houses, and it was really actually, not to be a downer, but it was pretty devastating for a lot of people.
Must be.
It sucked.
So it wasn't just stores?
Was like, super, yeah, no. I mean, it's all row homes in Philadelphia. All the houses are connected.
So that'd be like townhouses is what we call that here, I guess.
Yeah. They're all connected. So, yeah, there are people's houses burning down, businesses burning down. I mean, anything burning down isn't good. My roommate's coworker lived downtown, and he's just a regular guy. He's a mover, and his apartment burned down. It was awesome.
And he's fucked forever, right? A guy like that, blue-collar guy, buys a little apartment, BLM burns it down, he's hooped.
I mean, what the fuck?
Okay, so now to take a step back from like the whole dynamic, when you see like Canadians posting the Black Cube and talking about like OBLM and like promoting it and this kind of stuff, does it piss you off or what do you think?
I just think it's a joke. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I'm not really affected by it. It's just what you would expect out of people now. People are like, I gotta make sure people know that I'm a good person, so I'm gonna put this up or whatever. It's, you know, I'm not, well, why specifically Canadians?
Well, I guess I say that just because I see all these people promoting it up here. And it doesn't even make any sense up here. Like we never had them as slaves, you know.
Oh yeah, you guys were like, the slaves like went to go be free and stuff. Yeah,
they've kind of hijacked it up here and made it about the natives, which I think is actually more relevant, just because it's like they don't have clean water right now and they're having all kinds of issues.
They still talk about black, but it's Black Lives Matter, not natives.
Yeah, but then it's just,
what are they doing?
Well, it's kind of weird. They've just like adopted. Well, but it's the same thing where like, yeah, but it's the same because it's all just like leftist dogma where like BLM marches with LGBT, where you would think that there's no reason that they would hang together, but it's because it's just dressed up communism as far as I can tell. It's like if you take away all identity, all morality, and anything that is cohesive, you know. then you can do whatever you want to people. Because if the society is demoralized and you do something immoral to them, why would they be upset? They don't have any morals in the first place. You know what I mean? Seems to be the case anyway.
Line up these people and take them out. That's what I said.
With words. metaphorically take them out with words.
Kill them. That's the answer.
Karen, we're not on the radio, man. You got to be careful. You're going to get me pulled. That's not.
From what? Facebook?
Shut up. But yeah, you're right. Sorry. Okay, what about defending Target? Because you were a patriot and defended Target like a good capitalist. Tell me about that.
I mean, I wasn't there at nighttime because I was too scared. But I went the next day. And it was just nice. It was like, you know, people were driving by taking videos of us. That was like the worst that happened. That happened quite a few times.
Why is that bad? Wouldn't you be proud?
We're gonna dox these people. Oh, yeah. No, and I was like, yeah, hi. Well, not really. I wasn't causing a scene, but like they would come by and be like,
okay.
Make face.
So what? They're.
But it was awesome, you know, like all the businesses around there were like super grateful, and like Oogie's Pizza's like a thing. It's like a chain in Philadelphia, and like the owners brought us pizza and like sodas, and people had their dogs there. It was just really, it was so refreshing. Like it was just really nice. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't scary or, like, angry at all. There were people who were, like, really messed up, though, kind of. Like, there was this one guy who came up and he was like, I can't say the N-word on your show, but it was just constant. He was I'll beat him up. Yeah, white guy comes up and I hope one of those Antifa fuckers come over here. I'll beat his ass off.
Was it Ketamine Kevin?
Super racist. But the thing about that is, like, you know that guy has like 100% more black friends than like any of these white like Antifa people in like Portland and stuff. Because the city is so small, and although everyone is so stacked up, like close to each other. You know that guy's got like a black neighbor, and they like are like fuck. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the weird dynamic that I'm starting to see more and more of, where like the response, because somebody you know if you talk like you or like for this. No, that's okay. But like if you talk like in old speak like you do and I do sometimes, people will go, "Oh, you're racist," and you kind of have two directions you can go. You can be the guy that goes, "No, I'm not. I mean, look at my black friend. I have one of those." Or you can be the guy that goes, "Yeah, ask my black friend." You know, like that's kind of the two types. You know what I mean? Because there are people that just like don't care, and they like to make fun of everybody, and then you know, and they can take it as well. And then there are people that like actually kind of think they're superior, and so that they think that they and the government need to coddle all these minorities. You know what I mean? Like there's kind of the two different dynamics. Corona. I take your way mostly.
Being racist is the way.
But not really, right? Just like just being cool and not getting your feelings hurt all the time is the move. I don't know.
Right.
But that's why
right.
That's why we need Jack's show, man. That's why the country needs Jack's show, because he's like brutal. He's an absolute savage, and so are you. But people are just so like bum hurt all
like
the time.
Yeah,
he does. Chelsea in the chat says, really peaceful Sikh ceremony happening, and they were really kind to give us chai tea. So happy to see so many waking up. That's awesome.
Hi,
love
Chelsea.
It. Hey, Chelsea.
Summer. What's up?
I can't believe you looted, Karen. I'm upset, man. I'm like so butthurt at you.
Baby, it was epic.
But it is
again 100 times.
Okay, but did anybody get arrested? Like, because I don't know, we had riots in Vancouver.
I saw people
once.
Get arrested.
No, but after the fact, people like you that are on video.
Nah, what are they gonna arrest the whole city?
I guess, hey?
No. course not.
I guess, yeah. You're right. People, it's just weird.
And I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I feel like the whole, like, you can't take videos of the protests because they're going to track you. It's like, well, maybe people just didn't, like, maybe people didn't want actual videos coming out of the protests.
Right.
Like, so people could see what was actually going on there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody got it. From videos? What are you going to arrest the whole entire city? There was like a bajillion people there.
Well, that was like the biggest cover-up operation I've ever seen in my life. I see, watching CNN call them mostly peaceful. That's all right. The one dude's like, the one reporter standing in front of a burning cop car, and he goes, well, things are mostly peaceful around here. They're just looking for equality. There's like guys throwing Molotov cocktails behind them. I've never seen anything like that before. It was insane.
I'm trying to burp.
That was a dry one. Take another sip there, Karen.
Mostly peaceful. That's what I was trying to say.
Mostly peaceful.
Yeah, it was mostly peaceful.
All right. So is the Capitol Hill. But so did you grow up in Philly, Karen? Where'd you grow up, man?
Yes. Home and raised. Born and raised.
Like Will Smith?
Yes.
Is he actually from Philly, or did he just write
that? I've never watched an episode of that stupid show. I hate that show. And I hate the song. It is. I agree. Just because I don't like it, though. He's annoying. I hate that guy. He is the worst. And
well, yeah.
I hate that always comes up. I would rather somebody be like, you like cheesesteaks? You know what? I do. And everybody else does.
All right, man. I won't bring up Will Smith anymore. Noted. Because I asked you if you'd come to Kelowna. And you're like, no, it's way too slow up there. Like, what? Do you ever think about leaving and slowing down? You know what I mean? Kelowna. Nice.
In Kelowna? No.
Or just anywhere else. Do you ever think about slow? Because, like, I don't know. You're like, you're New drinking Jersey. All the time. You're doing ketamine at underground bars.
I haven't done ketamine in months. And I'm drinking way less.
Good.
And I'm smoking way less cigarettes. And I'm smoking less weed. So, fuck you.
Hey, I'm glad to hear it. That makes me happy.
But yeah, I worry about you, Karen. I want to move to Delco, Delaware County, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. That's where I want to buy a house, and that's what I'm gonna do. I have it all planned out.
Mm-hmm. You gonna find a man, have some little racist babies out there, or what?
Yes, that's my plan.
Nice.
Eventually,
man, I
am. Not dating currently. I'm not dating currently, but in the future, my Prince Charming will come. And that's inevitable. And that's inevitable.
Well, you're a real catch, Karen. You're a real catch. I'm banking on you and Jack. I'm banking on you and Jack getting married. Hopefully he just like can shave his beard and hit the gym and you guys can get married, you know?
That's all it takes. That's all it takes, fellas.
He's handsome. Just he's a handsome
beard,
guy.
Go to the gym. Yeah, he's
all handsome. He's just got to shave that beard, I think.
Yeah. I don't know, Mitch. I think I wouldn't bet on that. I think Hugh Branson's
Hugh Brand.
Texas. I got a seat for you on the back of my bike. You know, I was actually just going to say, I think Hugh Brand is probably a better bet than DeClassen. What's up, Hugh Brand? Calls me his future ex-wife. That's my nickname.
Classic. That is so classic.
Classic, you, Brian.
Regan's in here. He's talking some shit going on right now. I don't know what is going to happen with Jack's show, Karen. I don't know. Like, is he serious? Because he always says, like, oh, we're going to get kicked off the radio. And then, like, he finds another station. Like, what? What's going on? Like, are there stations out there that want us, you think?
Yes. because we have the best radio talk show of all time, and we're too hot for radio. People, Manson said that people don't want in-your-face talk radio anymore, but he said to keep going because we're fighting the good fight. And you know what? I agree with him. I agree with him, man. Radio can never die, dude. There will always be people going to work who need to listen to the radio. And you know what? Everything's so boring now. And the fact that radio can be like uncensored enough for us to be on two radio stations, like that's the internet doesn't do us any good. We get banned off everything all the time.
Yeah.
But we have freedom on the radio, baby.
Baby?
I'm serious about this.
Let it out, Karen. Let it out, man.
That's what it is.
I think
they're gonna want us. They're gonna need us.
Eventually. Well, because we're not afraid. That, you know, we're a lot of things, us three, but we're not afraid, and that's compelling. Because everybody's afraid. Everybody else is afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Corona, and there is some weird sweet spot with radio. There really is. I think you're right, because there's it's a lot harder to censor when it's just constant. Revolution. Nonstop, yeah. And I don't know, it's like the algorithms, I think they have a harder time with like audible bad words as opposed to written ones, because that's why I always keep my descriptions short when I'm posting stuff. But it's fun, man. It's a lot of fun, and it's I don't know, it's a special thing what we got going on. I hope it blows up. Like, I remember when I first started my show,
it doesn't matter, as long as our show exists, that's the coolest thing ever. Just for the show to exist in the radio, like, that's badass in itself.
It really is. It really, really is. Like, I remember before I met you, Jack was, like, putting up some of my shows, and this was, like, been the early days of the Red Pill Rapper show, and we got an email from Montana, and this woman was like, I don't think you should have Red Pill Rapper on. His views on masks are dangerous, and I don't think that his voice should be out there. And I was like, cool, man. That is so cool. Some lady was driving to work.
True thought criminal, Mitch.
Yeah. She like turned on an FM station and was so offended that she like went home and wrote an email to a radio station. Like, that's badass, man. I really like, you know, I obviously got in her head and made her think. And it's so cool. Somebody in Montana.
Well, it's just awesome that like anybody like turns on the radio and it's like a bunch of idiots talking about like rating like people's poop and stuff and like just being insane. I mean, that's just awesome. That's awesome. Like, I just like, I always imagine like if I had never heard of the show and I was just flipping through the radio and I came across that show, I would lose my goddamn mind.
Yeah,
I would be like, holy shit,
what is this?
I know.
The best description I ever heard is that when Jack told me about that email he got saying that the guards at the Mexican containment camps on the U.S.-Mexico border play it really loud throughout the detention center. That is like the perfect description of our show. Like, I didn't know there was a perfect demographic, but that's it. It's like
yikes, don't say that, Mitch. That's a little hot for radio, Mitch.
Why
a perfect demographic?
What, prison guards? What's wrong with that? Prison guards would like it. They're edgy.
Prison guards.
Yeah,
well, it's funny, but I don't know. Let's stick with truckers, man. God bless
the truckers. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
God bless the truckers.
God bless the truckers.
I'm going to wrap it up soon because I have to stream because I have a special guest on my
show. Ooh, we've got Hot Wife Music with Karen 1776 on the D-Live coming up next, everybody.
Next, I just got to take a whiz and then I'll be back.
Kentucky boy. This is my favorite commenter on the D Live. I love this guy.
Hi. Man. Hello, sexy peeps. From Kentucky Boy 88. We're signing off, Kentucky Boy 88, but I want you to do me a favor and tune in to Hot Wife Music with Karen 1776 on the D-Live. Is he on the D-Live?
Yeah, he's there right now. He's so a don't D-Live go anywhere, Kentucky boy.
So, yeah, hey, Kentucky boy 88. I'm giving you a special invitation to my show, Hot Wife Music, with me, Karen 1776. Just wait for me to take a whiz. Okay, good night.
Don't go away, Kentucky.
Don't
come
go
on,
away,
man.
Kentucky boy 88. Dude, stop. You have to stay.
You better stop not leave. It. Karen.
All right, well, I hope he does.
Thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it. And
this was so hilarious.
Yeah, it was. I'm disappointed that you looted, but I'm glad you told me about it. I am glad that you told me about it.
Don't be a queer. Don't be a queer.
All right, man. Well, you take care. We got the Jack Klassen birthday show tonight, too. What time are we on? Midnight on D-Live?
Happy birthday. Midnight for Canadians and 3 a.m. for East Coast people. Because we're in Canada and Philadelphia. Oh, Kentucky boy farted.
Oh, no.
stick around, buddy.
All right. We love you, people. Check out what is it on D-Live? It's just the Jack Klassen show, right?
The Jack Klassen show. Or is Everybody's... it the Jack Klassen show? Let me see.
Good night, Sasha.
Jack Klassen show. DLive.tv/Jack Klassen show.
Cool. All right, everybody, hop over there if you want to check out Karen's show, Hot Wife Music with Karen 1776.
Boom, boom. Yeah. I got that heat. Starts up in my head and then it runs down through my feet. I get this heat. It's like a demon that I can never beat. It's like an estranged father. Should've never meet it. Started the first time that liquor in my teeth. I felt that heat. This wave washed over me. From my head to my feet, I've all completed. That's if I can never really be defeated. Cause that heat hits me right where I need it. Man, that shit has got me fiending. Maybe I should dip my feet in. It's a dragon that I've been chasing. I'll survive if I stay wasted. No surprise if I die faded. Behind my eyes, they are related. Every time that I can't take it, I just gotta try to fake it. Otherwise, I'll never make it. Man, without it, I feel naked. Whiskey vibes, it got me thinking. Who would I be if I didn't have it? Where would I be if I never had it? Who would I be if I didn't have it? Who the fuck am I without my habit? If you took a look up into my mind, you would meet the demons that I hold inside. They never coincide with the good side. Get that heat, let's ride. Ride, get that heat, let's ride. Ride, get that heat, let's ride. Hop right up inside my mind and take a ride. Man, that shit, it burns so deep. Every time that I get that heat, starts up in my head and then I gotta roll up out of bed and crack another 40. Who the fuck would be there for me? Ain't no glory on these bathroom tiles. I might just lie here for a while beside this pile of bile. They say that I should crack a smile, but if you walked in on this scene, I'll tell you I'm not really that scene. I've just been drinking for a little while. Yeah. Drinking for a little while. Drinking for a little while. Look up into my mind, you and me, the demons that I hold inside. They never coincide with the good side. Get that heat, let's ride. Ride, get that heat, let's ride. Ride, get that heat, let's ride. Hop right up inside my mind and take a ride. Cause back in my drinking days, used to wake up like every fucking time, wishing I would fucking die. Cause the night before the ride turned me to another guy. Got me looking at the sky, wondering God, how did I turn into this guy? Blacked out every night off the chronic old vibe, drinking away the pain I feel inside. If you took a look up into my mind, you and me, the demons that I hold inside. They made me feel completed as if I could never really be defeated. I felt complete, and my brain cells are now obsolete. I stumble my way down the street, thoughts are incomplete. What the fuck's in front of me, man? Heat awake and treachery inside of me. I got heat, so don't come around me. If you took a look up into my mind, you and me, the demons that I hold inside, they never coincide with the good side. Get that heat, let's ride. Ride, get that heat, let's ride. Ride, get that heat, let's ride. Hop right up inside my mind.